Hey, Carol, your blog post this week has me really thinking about breaking isolation. The kind of isolation that probably occurs between teachers and students, typically when teachers forget what it was like to be a student and have that empathy that connects us. So having these new experiences as adults who, and older folks who probably lived a significant, if not most of our lives in the pre-digital age, having to learn these new things and be a newbie and experience all those anxieties of, am I doing it right and making those mistakes and learning from them, and just then being able to connect back to our students again about this is what it's like to learn something new and to be vulnerable in that moment. And how does that make us then a better teacher when we have those experiences fresh again? And you know, what does that do to how we set up learning experiences for our kids in our classrooms? The other breaking the isolation is your point about how easy it is now to network and to find resources and to have opportunities to think and reflect, and at any time of the day or night now. It really gets me thinking about, we have no excuses anymore. And if we have colleagues who are doing the same things that they've always done for years or decades, now it's just because of lazy, you know, like we might not be able to get to a conference every year and they are expensive and they do take up a lot of time. So what are the other things that we're doing to grow professionally? And now there are no excuses with digital media. It's really pretty exciting. I love that you're a Fisher and Frey groupie. I am too, from a distance. So shout outs there. Thanks for your blog post this week, Carol. It was good stuff.